It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price. He is with the USU Extension. We're going to talk about crop school that's coming up here in just a bit. A lot to just give people an idea of some services, some products that are locally available, and then a couple of workshops that are going to go on as well. Mr. Price, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So let everybody know what really the crop school is all about.
So this is an annual event that we've been doing for, I think this is our ninth year, and essentially it's just a way for us to get back to producers, growers in our area, Carbon and Emery counties, and give them some good information, give them some education, let them know what new things are happening, what we're finding is working best for our agricultural production, and then also getting them in touch with some of our local dealers, contractors, suppliers that deal in ag, and kind of letting them see what new products are out and what services might benefit their operation.
Okay, so first you're going to have kind of like, as you were saying, a little bit of a trade show with businesses that are from the region that kind of cover ag and the agricultural industry here in the area. Mm-hmm. Like what types of businesses are we talking about?
So we'll usually, we have irrigation suppliers, we have local ag companies. So like IFA has been a long sponsor of ours. They've helped us out for quite a while. Valley Implement is one that they've helped us out for a while. So it kind of changes year to year, but it's a really good way to meet with some of those local dealers, local vendors, and it's also a great way to have a chance to talk to them, develop that relationship with
give them an idea of the products that are out there and the services and the people that are willing to help and have the knowledge that they need.
Absolutely.
Okay, then you're going to have like a light dinner, and then you'll kind of break out. Is it kind of breakout sessions or are they class sessions?
So we'll actually just have the educational program. We'll start about 6:30, and we'll just have our presenters there. USU Eastern's catering for us, so it should be a pretty good dinner for us. And then, sit back, eat, see the presentations, and hopefully you learn something.
You're going to have one on no-till planting, and that one sounds kind of interesting. Is that, I'm a little in the dark there about that one. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, no-till planting is something that it really hasn't been adopted widely in Utah, but we are going to probably see more of that in our area, particularly because some of the natural resources agencies are getting in some no-till drills available to growers. So these have been used in Midwest for, 40, 50 years, maybe. But really, they've started to kick in, and people have really got excited about it about the past 20, 30 years because we're seeing such improvement in soil health. No-till planting, because you're not taking your standard disc and tilling that soil, you don't disrupt the biology and the microorganisms in the soil as much. So we actually don't lose as much nitrogen. We don't lose as much carbon initially when we're using no-till planting. So it doesn't work for everyone. It depends on your goals and your operation. But that's why we wanted to have somebody come tell us about the benefits of no-till planting, so each producer can look at it and say, yeah, this is something I want to implement, or maybe this is something I want to experiment with and see how it improves my soil.
Okay, and then a little bit on crop management, and then you're going to have the NRCS there talking about a conservation stewardship program. Speak to that just a little bit.
So, in a nutshell, it's basically a land stewardship program that you can go in with NRCS. Our local office has a ton of information. They'll be the guys to really get you in, get you the full spill on it. But it's basically a way that you can take some of your agricultural land, implement some best management practices that benefit your natural resources and retain some of your land value while also helping wildlife, which is obviously, in our area, that's a really important reason why a lot of us stay in the ag and love that lifestyle, is because of that connection to our resource and our land.
Okay, now just let's give them the particulars of this, because there's a venue change this year as opposed to years in the past.
Yep. So this year we'll be at the Jennifer Levitt Smith Student Center. So USU Eastern. And we'll just be in the main big room there. We'll have signs up. It'll be easy to see us. Look for the giant track filler and follow us.
All right, and it's going on February 5th. Starts at 5:30, right?
Yep.
And then runs till about 8:30.
Till 8:30.
And you can RSVP. Who do they need to get in contact with?
So if you want to please RSVP with Julie Weber by January 24th. And you can reach her at 435-381-2300, extension 101.
Okay, and that's just so they can get a head count for dinner and that.
It's a free event, so we just have to know how many people to plan for supper. And other than that, feel free to come.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.